Harry got through the next 3 days by forcing himself to think about his handbook of do-it-yourself broom care whenever Aunt Marge started on him. This worked quite well, though it seemed to give him a glazed look, because Aunt Marge started voicing the opinion that he was mentally subnormal. At last, at long last, the final evening of Marge's stay arrived. Aunt Petunia cooked a fancy dinner, and Uncle Vernon uncorked several bottles of wine. They got all the way through the soup and the salmon without a single mention of Harry's faults. During the lemon meringue pie, Uncle Vernon bored them all with a long talk about Grunnings, his drill-making company. Then Aunt Petunia made coffee, and Uncle Vernon brought out a bottle of brandy.
"Can I tempt you, Marge?"
Aunt Marge had already had quite a lot of wine. Her huge face was very red.
"Just a small one, then," she chuckled. "A bit more than that, and a bit more. That's the ticket."
Dudley was eating his fourth slice of pie. Aunt Petunia was sipping coffee with her little finger sticking out. Harry really wanted to disappear into his bedroom, but he met Uncle Vernon's angry little eyes and knew he would have to sit it out.
"Oh," said Aunt Marge, smacking her lips and putting the empty brandy glass back down. "Excellent nosh, Petunia. It's normally just a fry-up for me of an evening, with 12 dogs to look after."
She burped richly and patted her great tweed stomach.
"Pardon me, but I do like to see a healthy-sized boy," she went on, winking at Dudley. "You'll be a proper-sized man, Duddles, like your father. Yes, I'll have a spot more brandy, Vernon. Now this one here..."
She jerked her head at Harry, who felt his stomach clench. "The handbook," he thought quickly.
"This one's got a mean, runty look about him. You get that with dogs. I had Colonel Fubster drown one last year. Ratty little thing it was. Weak. Underbred."
Harry was trying to remember page 12 of his book, A Charm to Cure Reluctant Reversers.
"It all comes down to blood, as I was saying the other day. Bad blood will out. Now, I'm saying nothing against your family, Petunia."
She patted Aunt Petunia's bony hand with her shovel-like one.
"But your sister was a bad egg. They turn up in the best families. Then she ran off with a wastrel, and here's the result right in front of us.